Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, December 18th, 2013. This is our last show of the year. Oh my gosh. I'm going to miss you guys so much. I really am. I love doing this show every week. This is our last show for the year. We'll be taking a short sabbatical or hiatus or whatever you want to call it. Since next Wednesday is Christmas Day, and then the following week is New Year's Day, we're going to take the next 2 weeks off, and that means that our next show will be on Wednesday, January 8th, 2014. So don't think, when you don't see a new show, turn up in your favorite podcatcher next week or the following week. Don't think we've abandoned you. Don't think that I've gone anywhere or that, you know, Thinks Out Loud won't be back. It will. It's just a tiny little hiatus for the holidays. And I hope, I really do hope, I will say this again at the end, but I really hope you all have fantastic holidays. I am so thrilled that you tune in each week to listen to me blather about all this stuff, that it's really kind of humbling, and I appreciate it so much. It really means a lot to me. With that said, I want to jump right into what we ought to be talking about today. There's ton of good stuff. Even though the year is winding down, there's still so much good information out there to share with you. And I really want to spend today, the next, you know, 10, 15 minutes, talking about how you can apply the information and the knowledge that we've talked about all year long to your success in 2014. Because it's great to take a minute over the next couple of weeks and look back on what's worked and what hasn't worked, and what you'd like to improve, and what you've learned. You definitely should do that. And you should do it with an eye towards, how do we move forward for 2014? And I really think there's three pieces to this. The first one is focus. You need to focus on what's really important. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the concept of the 80-20 rule, right? That you get 80% of your results from 20% of your efforts. And that often 80% of your efforts only produce 20% of your results. And so it's really critical to take the time to look at what's really working for you. What's working well? What do you want to build on? And how do you focus on those areas that work for you? I was having a discussion the other day. I was at a holiday party, and I was having a discussion with this small business owner, and I asked him during the course of the conversation, you know, where his sales come from, what's his biggest source of sales, and what's his biggest source of profit, because he's you know, got a small retail business, he gets a lot of foot traffic. He gets a lot of people calling on the phone. And, you know, he said, well, that's really my biggest problem. He said, I don't know the answer to that, honestly. You know, he knows he gets a lot of foot traffic. He knows he gets a lot of phone calls. But he's not 100% sure where that foot traffic comes from. Which of his marketing activities, both digital and offline, are leading to that foot traffic. He's not entirely sure which of his marketing activities are leading to those phone calls. And again, this is both online and offline, because obviously those work so effectively together. And realistically, as I've said all along, the whole idea behind this, it's all e-commerce that I keep talking about, is that it's not a meaningful distinction any longer in a mobile world, in a mobile, social, local, search-focused world. There really isn't offline and online. There are different times and places and contexts in which your customers get the information they need to find you and to learn about you and choose you. But they're never really offline anymore. Even when they're, you know, reading a magazine, even when they're watching a television show, even when they're driving in their car, there's still opportunities there for them to pull out their cell phone at a stoplight or, you know, scan a QR code in a print ad. And so it really is this concept of it's all e-commerce, it's all context-driven. eMarketer has a new study out, a new report out, that you can read the summary online. You have to buy the report or be a subscriber if you want to read the whole thing. But you certainly can read the summary that talks about the fact how retailers are lagging behind consumers on omni-channel desires. As I'm just talking about, you know, consumers, customers are using these different tools when and where and how they want, but many companies aren't as far along in satisfying customer needs, largely because they haven't made it a big enough priority. It's not that they don't want to do it, it's that other things keep taking the time and the energy and the resources that they have. And that's increasingly going to be a problem. I mean, I know I talk about this a lot, but Google's got some research up. I'm going to link to these in the show notes as I do, that shows the customer journey to online purchase and the mobile path to purchase and key findings from each of those that are so worth researching and reading, because it really shows how customers experience your brand in all of their different touch points. You know, I've talked about it loads of times in presentations like Today and Tomorrow, Mobile and the Changing Customer Journey, or The Truth, How the Social Local Mobile Web Affects Sales Online and Offline. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I devoted an entire show to it last week in our 2014 Internet Marketing Trends Worth Watching. This is really critical that you support your customers in these different channels and that you focus on the ones that are most meaningful to your business. I mean, that's the big part, right? It's good that it's important to the customer. Obviously, you want to be where the customers want to be. You also want to make sure that it's meaningful to your business. It's accretive to earnings, as CFOs like to say, right? You want to really put your focus there. At the same time, you also need to look to diversify a little bit. You know, you don't want to put, as they say, all your eggs in one basket. I always call it sort of a core and explore idea, which, to be fair, was a term I picked up years ago from Chuck Schwab at schwab.com, that it's this idea of you want to put your focus on the areas that are most meaningful to you, the areas that are most important. You also need to keep exploring those places and extending your reach into new areas. And there's a lot of reasons why. You know, Business Insider has a piece that talks about how Facebook is fundamentally broken and collapsing under its own weight. Seriously, Business Insider, don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel, right? But they raise a good point. You know, if you're getting business from Facebook today, are you assured to get that business in 2014? I'd argue not so much. I mean, if you think about the changes we've seen in the marketplace over the last couple of months, right? Facebook has admitted that it's limiting organic reach and recommending the use of paid ads to talk to your fans and followers on Facebook who've told you they want to hear from you. That's crazy, right? Twitter is offering promoted accounts. LinkedIn is offering sponsored updates. And that's before we even get to our old buddy Google and how they've reduced the amount of organic first page results, right? We don't see the 10 blue links we always used to. They've limited business access to organic search data, right? You're not getting your keywords anymore the way that you used to. They killed Google Reader so that, you know, there's no RSS feeds or fewer people using RSS feeds, though, as I write in an article that'll come out, I think, tomorrow over on Biznology, you know, RSS may have been on its way out anyway. And Google has gotten rid of or I shouldn't say has gotten rid of. That's wrong. Google has made the emails that you send appear on a secondary tab within Gmail. And there was an article in the New York Times this morning that talked about the fact that that's having an impact on digital retailers, on online retailers. So, and none of which is to say that these folks are evil. It is to say, and let me back up for a second. That's not to say that these folks are evil. They're doing what's best, they think, for their shareholders and for their customers. That is their job. That's what they're supposed to do. You need to look at, does that still work for you? You know, if you're getting 80% of your traffic today from Google or from Facebook or from Twitter, do you want, while you want to focus on your core, do you want to also say, okay, how do we grow those areas where the other 20% comes from? Or find some new channels so that we're not so dependent on one source. I worked with a company years ago, I think I've told this story before, where, you know, Google made an algorithm change and we took a beating. As my CFO at the time said it, you know, Google got a Google sneezed and we caught a cold. Right? I mean, that's not a place you want to be. So as you go forward into next year, you want to begin to look at diversifying where your traffic comes from and where your business comes from. And if you look at the AgFam guys, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, who I talk about again and again and again, they're constantly doing that. They're continually looking for new ways to reach customers. You know, so I would encourage you, take a look at a couple of posts that I've linked to before, but I'm going to link to again about, you know, if you want more business now that it's all e-commerce, there's six questions you must get right. And also one called the Zen of Digital Marketing Strategy. Again, I will link to these in the show notes at timpeter.com/podcast. But in the show notes, you know, I'll have these links. And when we talk about the Zen of your digital marketing strategy, your strategy is what separates you from your competition, and it's what makes you important to your customers so that you're continually finding new ways to satisfy your customer needs. So that if Google Glass or Google Watch or Samsung's watch or Apple comes out with a watch or iBeacon or any of these new technologies starts to catch on in a big way, you're not unprepared for that reality. You're sitting in a place where you're able to talk to your customers when and where and how they want you to. So as I say, the first one is focus. The second one is diversification. And the last one, and this is, believe it or not, I think as important, if not more so than the rest, is joy. You need to do what you love to do. You need to focus on those things that make you happy. Ideally, those things that make you happy are also those things that make you money. But you really need to make sure you're doing the things that work for you and get you excited to come in every day. You know, I wrote the other day, it was my birthday. Happy birthday to me, right? But I wrote this piece that talks about how, you know, through everything, I've had more happy days than sad the last year, and which I hope is true for most people. But I suspect it's not. I look around and I see people challenged in many different aspects of their lives. Some unhappy in work, others unhappy in love, and still others unhappy in life generally. And as I said, you know, many people have challenges that I can't even imagine. Obviously, the economy has been terrible for the last bunch of years for many people. You know, many people are struggling to pay their bills, or they're worried about what happens if they get sick. They don't know how they're going to pay for their kids' college or their retirement or things like that. So, you know, those are real problems. At the same time, I still get so excited when I talk to a business owner or an entrepreneur or a kid who's fresh out of school, who's just looks at the world and sees so much opportunity. That gets me so caught up in the excitement and makes me feel really great about what I do every day. You know, it doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean it's always going to be fun. But it is the thing that will sustain you as you go forward. If you're not doing what you love every single day, it's going to be really hard to get out of bed when the going gets tough. It's going to be really hard to continue to slog through the challenges that come up. You know, and if you get knocked down, what makes you get back up? Well, it's the fact that you really want to succeed. It's the fact you really want to do what you do. So, as the year is winding down and as this is our last show, I would remind you, yes, focus, and yes, diversify. Use Core and Explore, but make sure that you love what you're doing each day, because that's what's going to get you through 2014 and lead to the greatest success you can have overall. And that's really my holiday wish for you. I wish that you all will be happy next year. I hope that you're very healthy. I hope that you have a tremendously successful year filled with joy and success at every turn. Now, have a wonderful holiday season. Thank you so much for listening all year long. I want to remind you, of course, that you can subscribe at timpeter.com/podcast or in iTunes or your favorite podcatcher by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just plain old Thinks Out Loud. And again, I wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful holiday season. And I'll look forward to talking to you all again here in 2014. Take care, everybody.